nice.
Environment where it's at.
Yeah, I'm just starting to learn again. I took lessons when I was a kid, and that was on and off again for my whole life. But every time I started to make progress, I'd go on a fishing trip, but I wouldn't play guitar again for another 5 years, you know. So I finally decided, well, I'm getting up there in age, and the bucket list is still there, so I better start checking some of these boxes. So I started, this past winter, I went on Facebook Marketplace, against my better judgment, I went and got a Facebook account just for the Marketplace. But I bought up some cheap Fender Squire guitars that were in need of some TLC, and fixed them up and learned a lot about guitars and resold them for a couple extra bucks and made enough money to buy myself a used Fender Mexican Strat. I've always been an acoustic player, but I always wanted an electric guitar. So I was able to put a little sweat equity into it and purchase a Fender Strat. And I'm really enjoying that. I found some local guys that like to jam on Thursdays, and I'm kind of doing that with them. But since I started doing that, I fell off the CW bandwagon. And the last time I did CW was on Field Day with some of the local clubs down there. And before that, I can't even remember when. So it was nice to get back to it today. Had a couple of contacts here at the cabin this morning, and then I packed up the gear and headed down to the recreation area, and I think I got about 20 some odd CW contacts there, and then I switched over to sideband and grabbed another 30 something, total of 55 contacts there. But yeah, those are my two, and that of course, and fishing and camping and stuff is also a big hobby that'll take up a lot of my time when I retire. I'll be gone as much as the wife will let me. Over to you, Todd, KA99.